seat of life.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres. I'm Angel Intuitive, and I'm your host tonight on Angels Are Near Us. I want to wish you all a happy new year, 2009. To all of you listening out there, wishing you a year joy filled with angelic blessings, abundance, peace for you and your families and friends and pets. So abundant angel blessings. So I'll be giving mini angel readings tonight for those who would like to call in. You know, I'm inviting the angels and archangels to be with us tonight to bring, you know, their loving guidance to all those who want their support and guidance. So lines are open. You can start calling in. You know, this is bbsradio.com. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for those in Canada. So I guess while we wait for our callers, I can start giving some of the messages from our angels and angelic insights that I've been receiving. And it's they've been talking about things that are impacting our lives. Because, you know, we're in the midst of reaching critical moments. You know, 2009, the 2009 year, adds up to the master number 11. So 11 is a high-frequency angel number. It's a number of greater creativity and manifestation and service towards a greater or a highest good. So there is a lot of light coming into us from the angels. You know, they are helping us in finding new inspiration, finding new ways of doing things. They're giving us light on our hopes and our dreams. And, you know, some things are being swept away in our life for new opportunities to move in. So you might be feeling, you know, this sometimes this discouragement or sadness, mostly after, you know, all the holidays. So some things are being swept away that they said it's for new opportunities to come in, and they're helping us to move into that joy, you know, just trying to encourage us, inspiring us. And they do it like shaking up our thinking, you know. Different things can happen being caused out of negative things. And, you know, sometimes we're feeling as they're rocking the boat. So the message is that strange things are happening, but there is a heightened sensitivity within us. And they're referring to the importance of our thinking. They want us to focus intently on the vision of what you want to manifest in your life and the life of your loved ones. So mainly focus on your visions for the harmony and the balance you wish for yourself and for everyone else. Let me give out that number again for a free reading if you'd like before I keep on going. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. If you're in Canada. So please call in because I could give some good messages tonight, you know, for this new year. There's an expansion also of consciousness, and that's what I've been hearing this the past week. And their message also emphasizes on the power of the mind, as I was just mentioning, and the importance of focusing and having that mental discipline. You know, not allowing yourself to be distracted with the illusions we see, because that's all they are, and using your divine energy and owning your psychic sensitivity and being responsible for a higher attunement to the divine. And that way you are serving the highest good of all things. You know, this is a year of miraculous changes. Things could feel that they're going wrong, but there is as a cleansing process. And but when you're using your mind to understand that there's a greater significance that's being revealed because of the changes, it's like an underlying message. I just heard a beep. Hello?
Hello.
Linda. Hello, who is it?
This is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Would you like an angel reading or do you have a question?
I would like an angel reading for maybe a message for this year.
Okay. A message for this year. So let me check, Jackie. Where are you calling from, Jackie?
I'm calling from California in the Sierra Nevadas.
Are you on a cell phone?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, because I hear kind of like an echoing.
Mm.
Okay. So we have our wonderful Archangel Michael.
Oh.
He's coming out. He is saying that you are safe, Jackie. You're very safe. He's protecting you right now against lower energies.
Mm-hmm.
Guarding your loved ones and guarding your home. Are you in a transition of moving or going somewhere?
I just moved.
Okay, it feels like you're in a new place.
Yes.
And Archangel Michael, what he's saying is that he's trying to give you protection and inspiring you that you're at the right place doing the right thing. So don't feel that lower energies could be around you. And I was just mentioning about things being hard this year. It seems that things could be hard, but there's an underlying message that says that things are getting better for you. There's also time for you to take leadership in all the things that you're doing. You are a leader because that is part of who you are, and you need to assume more of that power position,
mm-hmm.
and guide others.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mostly is coming in strongly about you right now.
Okay. Well, it's nice to hear. Pardon?
Does that respond to part of what you were thinking?
Yes. I have been feeling dragged down somehow and not my
mm-hmm.
normal. I usually have a very positive spiritual life, and for some reason I'm just feeling, I don't know if it's because of all the things that are going on in the world, and I'm kind of sensitive, and I'm feeling sad, or if it's an after effect of the holidays, or what. But
that is part of what's happening with the new year. You know, we're feeling all these different changes because there is changes going on the earth, on the planet, and in our lives. So these new changes are just new. They're just highlights, right? Make us understand that something positive is coming. So you're going to feel the chaos and you're going to feel all that pain. Michael is really watching your back.
You know,
this is not going to be forever.
He's been my protector for many years.
Wow,
Archangel Michael.
I mean, he came out like strong right now.
Yeah, he's in my hours when I've needed protection, I call on him, and he's there. So
with you right now, Jackie, and he's really taking care of you. And don't, always he's saying that when you go to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
ask him to come into your dreams, and he can give you much more guidance.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Ask him, because, Archangel Michael comes and just cuts away all the negativity around us. And what he's saying is that it's easier for him to reach you when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That way, during your dreams, he can bring you much more guidance and security that you'll feel safe.
Yeah. I think that's what I need to feel. Well,
yeah,
thank
just,
you.
Keep on praying. You're praying and just asking. Michael and all the other archangels can help you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Jack.
Uh-huh.
God bless.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You too.
So keep on calling in. That was a wonderful message for Jackie, and I really, really think that Archangel Michael has been around us since the first of the year. It's been really strong, that I've been feeling his presence as well. And as I was telling Jackie, it's a year of a lot of changes. It's a year of miracles too, And when things feel that are going wrong, it's just that thing that we have to understand that there is a greater significance that is trying to be revealed. So, you know, just look at it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to learn, and that something is created with these changes. It appears to be confusing, but, you know, we're just developing our sensitivity more also. And when you are developing your sensitivity, you're opening up to other possibilities. So, you know, some things do change, and just ask yourself, you know, what is different? What is it about this change that I don't like? And just, you know, ask the angels for help, because they are helping us break through these changes and these shifts that we don't like a lot. So the angels just say, you know, there is something beautiful there, and you just have to try to recognize it and just ask for help to recognize. That's what they want to do. They want to help us. And, you know, looking for the opportunity of the beauty in that difference that you're feeling. Because sometimes it's, you know, it's unexplained changes that are taking place. But it's like they were showing me, it was like this opening of this gateway. I saw like a door. Because 11 is a wonderful, you know, number. And it's like a gateway that is opening to new opportunities in our lives. So, you know, ask the angels to let you see what is there. You know, what is there that you haven't seen before? And that with this new change, you will see that beauty that's there. And, you know, they will take away that confusion. So, again, let me give you the numbers to call in. 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. Something else also, well, wonderful Michael, of course, he appeared this morning to me, and he is like the patron saint of all of us. He was emphasizing the importance of being here and doing service. You know, it's important for the wellness of our planet, for the wellness of our body, the wellness of our souls. You know, just doing some kind of little service for someone else. There are some sort of things that are possible to do in a new way. There's innovation. He's asking us to be optimistic because there is a lot of new things coming, but we can do things in a new way, in a creative way. So stay creative, you know, believe in miracles, try new things, and mostly what he's saying, that we need to leave the fear behind, because the fear behind will enable us to move forward. And always expect the best. You know, Michael is talking to us. Michael is saying the vibration of joy is there for us if we're just opening up to it. You know, it's coming down through our crown chakra and into our bodies. It's a wonderful feeling when you open up to that vibration of energy when you just let the angels come in. So it's a healing power. And again, that will open new doorways for you in the service of goodness within that new energy. So the numbers again are 877-876-5227 for your free angel reading. And 888-815-9756. I'm going to give out my website. You know, if you ever need a private reading, which is much more extensive, and there's a lot of information in a personal reading, which I could do half hours or 1 hour readings. So just go to angelareneerus.com. That's my website. Or you can also call 503-807-0896. Or my email is angelareneerus@verizon.net. Again, I want to emphasize that the angels are always around us, blessing us, you know, giving us their light. I also speak Spanish for our Spanish listeners, if you're interested in having an angel reading, and I will say that in Spanish. Y algunos de ustedes que hablan español están interesados en lectura de ángeles, por favor, comuníquense conmigo, el 503-807-0896. Mi nombre es Linda Torres y mi website es angelsareneerus.com. So, going back to what Michael was saying. So, taking back your power, using your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. So that means you can manifest anything. Even if the fear is there, just try it. Just try asking, you know, I want this, I want that. Make a list of what is most important for you this year. or for your loved ones, you know, for your family. And just try to focus on that list every day. Just even if you get up in the morning and read your list right away, it's incredible how every day you will notice that little changes will go on. And at night you check your little list and you say, oh, my God, this did happen. Oh, my God, this did happen. And, you know, I would do that years ago, I remember. I'm always worried about my sons, which are adults now, but, you know, when they travel and that, I would, oh, well, my son is traveling here. Please bring him safely. Tell him to call me. And, you know, sometimes it would be one day or two, and then suddenly, you know, one of my sons would call me. I'm like, oh, my God, they're safe. They're okay. And I would just go back to the list and say, oh, I did write that down, and look, it did happen. So it's, you know, it's wonderful when you see those confirmations that angels are really helping us. And they're with us all the time, filling us with joy in their light and sustaining us to move forward. So call in again. It's we have about 10 minutes left, I think. So 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Also, going back to my website, is angelsarenearus.com. The angels have inspired me to write this new newsletter, and I'll be putting them on my website. I haven't had time to do that, but there's a lot of information that will come in this month also. And if you want, you know, they'll be free to read on my website if you like, angelsarenearus.com. So, you know, the angels do enable us and sustain us to move forward, you know, to move to the unknown, which is always very scary. And they really want us to relate and to connect to that divine power within us. There are some affirmations that you can also say, you know, usually you can remember, I am the light. You know, the light of the divine moves and protects me. The light of the divine is within me. And just as you, you know, repeat that every day, which is very easy, the light of the divine is within me. It's just so easy to keep on going forward, and it just takes away the fear. In any moment, if you have fear or you're in pain, just repeat to yourself, you know, the light of the divine is within me. The divine moves and protects me. The divine moves and protects me. I just heard a caller. Hello?
Hi, this is
Hello.
Rick from California. Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Rick from California.
Hi, Rick. Where are you?
I'm in Dana Point.
Oh, okay. So you want an angel reading?
Yes, I'd love one.
It's in California?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me start with your angel reading, okay?
Okay.
Because I have a few cards here that popped out for you. Okay, Rick. I have, first of all, I have Archangel Jeremiah. And Archangel Jeremiah is talking about overcoming some difficulties. It seems that you've been going through some things lately, but they're passing already by. They're going through, and there's a lot of gentleness that the angels want to give you at this present time because of these challenges that you've had. So they want you to feel stronger, and that's why they're trying to surround you with people who are gentle to you, with situations which are comfortable environments of peace. Have you been retreating or something like that? Have you planned to be in a retreat?
No.
No. Okay. It would be good if you would do that.
Okay.
And meditating is also very good for you.
All right.
How do you feel about the challenges? They're trying to help you with that a lot.
Well, I have been going through some challenges with business, and it's a difficult environment. But given everything we've been through, I feel, you know, kind of optimistic, yet a little apprehensive still.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so because what I was feeling is that the challenges were there, but it's just like the end of it. You're going through that part, you know, like where you're crossing the mountain. You're going up the mountain, and you're almost on the top. So you're going to start going down, and everything will just be better from there because you're just crossing the challenges. You're overcoming those difficulties.
That sounds
good. So it seems like they're saying, you know, the worst is behind you, mm-hmm. but you're going to a better place. And in this transition is where you feel that kind of confusing, that apprehensiveness that you're talking about, and they're trying to give you gentleness. And this is Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is also related a lot to music. So, Rick, you can listen to a lot of music. Would be great. Do you meditate?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
But
it
I
would
listen,
be great if you meditate
to music
a little bit
more.
Just listening to your favorite music is really good for you, too.
Yeah.
This will bring you a lot of peace, Rick, and it will give you a lot of more creativity to move forward in what you have to do right now, and they will give you that guidance that you need, if it's for business or for something else.
Okay, great.
You have also, they want me to remind you also that you have a great bond with children.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can relate more to children or be in that environment, that also gives you a lot of peace.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Rick. God bless you.
Blessings. Yeah, blessings to you this year.
Okay,
okay.
To you. Thank
Goodbye.
You. Bye-bye. So, again, yeah, I want to emphasize that, you know, the messages of the angels are so accurate. I mean, I just feel that they're really trying to help us all right now. Because of these changes that we've been feeling, you know, there's a lot of difficulty. There's a lot of movement going on in the United States mostly. And in the world, we can see that things are shaking up. But as we see this chaos going on, the angels have also said, you know, it's the chaos is going on because something better is trying to come up from that. It's this cleansing process, this removing all this negativity that we've had. And, you know, as Rick was saying about his business, things were going on in challenges, but he needs to move on maybe to something better. And that is what's happening right now. But, you know, in those transitions is where we need the help of the angels. You know, we need the help of the divine to move forward, to take away that fear, because it's hard to move to the unknown. And they want us to relate to that. So, again, you know, just repeating your affirmations. There's a lot of affirmations. You know, the angels are surrounding me. God is surrounding me. I am protected by angels, you know. I am love, I am loved, I am loving. So all those kinds of affirmations are really, really great to help us through all of these hard times. I was also being reminded of Psalm 46, and one of my mentor teachers, she was giving a class the other day, and she was talking about Psalm 46, you know, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, and though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. But, you know, it says, be still and know that I am God, because when we are still and we are in that vibration of the divine, you know, God raises us up. We have the opportunity to raise God up and lift ourselves up as messengers of the divine plan. So, you know, God will be glorified and exalted, and we will be strengthened and supported. So it's really good to know that he is our refuge and strength. And the angels are his helpers. You know, the angels support us because they want to help God in this great plan that he has. So our numbers again, 877-876-5227. For the U.S., and 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. My website is angelournearest.com. I am Linda Torres, Angel Intuitive, for those who maybe are calling in. And my email is angelsournearest@verizon.net. You can call me or send an email for a private appointment. I can give you angel, archangel readings. I also do saint and angels for those who are interested, or the ascended masters, which are wonderful, wonderful messages as well. So, again, the number to call in right now is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And I'm here on BBS Radio every other Monday. So the next program will be January 19th, I think. Yes. January 19th is Martin Luther King Day. So I will be here on that date again. So just to close, if we don't have another caller, to give a reading, just remember, you know, to try to expand in that consciousness. expanding our consciousness, being in the divine, asking for help to the angels, is that we're using our own personal power. It helps us grow through that adversity. And our mission and purpose at this time is to be here, to be messengers, to be manifestors, keeping ourselves in focus. Again, you know, just listening to your favorite music is so good for your immune system, just as Sandelfeld was sending that message to our last caller. And, I've also heard that our favorite music is good for our immune system. So, you know, joyful music, feelings of joy helps increase your blood flow at the same time, so it's good for your health. Essential oils are great for us. Incense is great. Incense also helps for depression, I've heard, which is very good. The angels have said that the importance of the essential oils is just such an uplifting energy, so please use those if you can. And I guess I'll start closing. I want to thank our callers for calling in tonight. Remember to call in all the angels and archangels. You know, they always surround us. They're lifting up with joy. They have wisdom and power, and they give us understanding of our own gifts. So, you know, be still, be in that divine energy, waiting for that connection with God and the angels. So I want to send angel blessings to everyone. Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful new year, and I will talk to you next time. Angel blessings to all. Good night.